This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi.
That's 50% stupid.
Robin Zook.
What's 50% stupid? What did
I don't know. I just wanted to play that. I like that clip.
Okay. I didn't really feel that was necessarily
Holiday Road.
But, you know, I don't know. Well, Holiday Road and then Leech. I was like, wait, are we leaning into something? And
rest in peace.
I know. It's weird.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, my.
Every now and then, it's you're like, oh, man, someone's
dead.
He's gone. John Prine gets me that way, too. Big John Prine guy. Yeah. And I kind of forget that he died during COVID. Val Kilmer, by the way.
Yeah.
Gone
today. We got a Val Kilmer segment coming up.
Well, he was dead, and then he wasn't dead, and then it turns out he was indeed dead.
That damn Sister Jean just keeps outliving everybody.
I know.
She's still alive.
Yeah. It's like 1,000 years old, like Methuselah over there.
Yeah, we got a Val Kilmer segment coming up later in the show. R.I.P. VK.
Mm-hmm.
65. Gone too soon.
That is way too soon.
But he had the throat cancer.
He had like an 11-year battle with throat cancer, too. I mean, my God. At some point, it's like, enough's enough. Maybe he's just happy to be done with it.
Well, we had a good night last night in the NBA for once.
Yeah, we did.
How about that?
Except your Blazers. I mean,
Well, they won.
That's a key.
Oh, wait. We want them to lose.
No, we want them to lose. Well, at this point, like, they're not making the play-in. And if you're not making the play-in, every one of these losses only hurts
your
chances.
Well, aren't they kind of set up to...
they're going
to
be the ninth, but...
Yeah.
You know,
I was reading today, the Blazers, this is just odds.
Mm-hmm.
To get a top four pick, they have a 4.5% to 6% chance.
Yeah.
So a 4.5% chance of the number one pick,
mm-hmm.
as they stand now, a 6% chance of the number four pick.
Yeah.
Then they would not even have odds for 5, 6, 7, 8. It would be 9. And right now, that would be 50% odds.
I think it's a 50% chance. If everything stays as it is now, and with that win last night, kind of cements you. I mean, I suppose you could catch Phoenix in wins, but you're going to have the 9th or 10th worst record. And that pretty much leaves you about 50% chance to just pick 9th and like a 35% chance to pick like 8th. And then there's a little bit of chance.
25.
25.
Actually, it's 26.
So, you know, chances are.
You said 8th? No, 10. I looked at it today. And it said that the best odds are at 50% number 9, mm-hmm. 26% number 10.
Number 10, okay.
And then a 4.5 to 6% chance of a top 4 pick.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's nice to see him winning games. And, we've talked about this till the cows come home, and I don't want to sit here and beat my head against the wall. This is like that year. Remember the Mariners won a meaningless game at the end of the year, and that cost them Steven Strasburg. And I know Strasburg ended up having injury problems, but you know who they ended up taking number two? Dustin Ackley. And I'm sorry, I'll take Steven Strasburg over Dustin Ackley, but God forbid you lose that last game against the A's. So I'm all for letting these guys play. But at some point, and that point is right now, there's like, what, 6 or 7 games?
Six.
And you're, 6 games, and you're 3 and 3.5 back of the play-in? It makes no sense. For Denny to be out there playing 40 minutes, it just makes no damn sense.
They're going to get Connor Knipple.
Hot Knipple talk.
Have you watched him play yet? He's at Duke?
Duke. Yeah, he's the other Duke guy.
It's weird to think he's a freshman.
Yeah.
Because he plays like he's 35 years old. Like, he looks like the old guy at the gym.
Well, the Blazers could do a lot worse than Knipple.
Really?
Oh, come on.
He's good.
Is that what... Are you serious?
No. We would think a lot more highly of him if he wasn't playing next to Cooper Flagg.
Are you really?
For the NBA, though? Like, I get it. He's good in college, but you think he's an NBA?
Wow.
I think he'll be fine. Better than Zach Collins?
He'll be fine. So you've set the bar at your
you
ankle.
You know what? You
the
know
hell?
What?
You've set the bar
what's
at going ankle on?
That's
height.
It, bro.
You guys aren't allowed to root for Con Knipple anymore. Con Knipple's mine. Get your own.
I don't a root
6'7", slow-footed shooting guard slash mall forward.
Now that's, he's awesome.
He that's
your
what
own.
You're. That's,
get your own.
That's what you're doing.
Get your own.
He's mine.
He is a good shooter, but there's a lot of guys that are good shooters.
Mm.
You know, who don't work out in the NBA, right? Well, am I wrong about that? Or if you can shoot, you can shoot, and you're going to be in the NBA. You tell me. I don't know. I'm not an NBA expert.
Look.
But he can shoot. It's just weird that he's a freshman.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like
no,
a freshman.
No, and he has the hairline.
Yeah,
and,
he doesn't yeah. play like a freshman. It's just a, yeah. he, it's weird.
But, yeah. Being compared to. Like,
and I can no longer root for him, according to Will.
Trying to find his like, comparison.
Who am
you
I
want to
root
go
for?
With a.
I'm rooting for Clayton.
Like Donovich or a Cam Johnson. Whoa, that's. That blows whatever hair I got back left. Woo, baby.
I'm rooting for Clayton. Are you talking about Final Four? Or any college? I mean, well, like, of course, my Kansas guys.
Yeah.
But in the Final Four, I'm rooting for Walter Clayton. Is that his name? Walter?
Junior.
No, I know, but Walter? Or
I
William?
Believe it is Walter.
Walter. Walt. I love Walt. And I love Uzan from Houston.
Hmm.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
Nice little player.
Well, I hate to do it because I have to root for Duke because I keep
it's a lot of information.
So. So I don't want to root for Duke, but.
Great little player.
I'm going to because at this point, I don't care about any of the teams, so I care about my wallet. So for the first time ever, go Duke.
So I have a future ticket on Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have a future ticket on Florida.
Oh.
So I would like.
Yeah.
I don't need, but I would like for it to be Florida. Versus Houston. And you better believe that I have dreaded all week that it will be Auburn v. Duke.
Yeah. What would that, like, what is our financial, is this a... Is
big it, win on Houston.
Okay.
A third of that on Florida.
All right. Well, you know.
So if I get both of them in the final.
Yeah.
I just let it ride. I'm good.
Yeah. If not, you maybe have to hedge a little
if
bit.
If not, see, Duke... I ignored at my own peril
mm-hmm.
the stats regarding Duke to the finals, which I wrote it in my notes.
Tried to
you said
you.
Ignore at your own peril
yeah.
the statistics regarding Duke
yes.
to the finals.
Yes.
Or the final.
They were overwhelming.
You said ignore those stats at your own peril. You know what I did?
You did.
I ignored the stats
mm.
at my own peril.
I don't know what to tell you. And now you're sitting there waiting
now,
on Houston and Florida.
Well, I can't really bet on Duke. They're too...
Yeah.
They're too chalky.
Yeah, it's
like,
not a
I can't
at this
hedge
point.
At that.
Yeah.
So, one of the reasons I took Houston all the way back in December because I remember watching Houston lose to Duke in the tournament last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, because they had, I think it was, I forget the star player for Houston went down in that game. They got kind of unlucky. They almost beat him. And I thought, wow, that Houston team is gonna get revenge on Duke. Well, then Duke brings in Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
And Cooper Flagg. It's like, ooh, didn't expect him to be that good. He's freaking awesome. But Houston has improved, and they are a very good shooting team.
But
now.
Do they have Knipple?
They're much better now than they
second
were last
best player,
year.
Just saying.
So that's why I bet on Houston, and I bet on them to get to this game, and here they are against Duke. And yet now, because I had all the confidence in the world that Houston was going to beat Duke, that's why I bet on Houston. I now have no confidence that Houston will beat
Do
Duke.
Do you want your Duke hedge? Because
sure.
I have your idea.
Yeah, what's the idea?
So Cooper Flagg is +120 for the most outstanding player of the tournament. If
okay.
Duke wins,
yeah.
he's going to win that. So that
not
would
necessarily.
Be...
necessarily. They lose in the final, he doesn't win it.
Well, but that's your thing. If you think Duke's going to win, if you want to bet a future right now, they're what? Not going to be plus money. That's your plus money bet.
I think any of the four could win the tournament. I really do.
Agreed.
This is a great Final Four. That said... Duke's the best team.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. There's just nothing. All I got to do is root for Houston and Florida and just let the chips fall. Anyway, why are we talking about this?
Well, we started talking about the Blazers, and the Blazers continue to win seemingly for no reason. And then,
hey, Clayton's a good undersized point guard for the Blazers.
And then ending up with Knipple, because that apparently is
Connor Knipple.
Because a slow footed guy that can shoot the three ball who's white. Oh my God, let's go!
But
get
he's
him.
A freshman.
He's a freshman.
Anyway,
with a Nate Biddle hairline.
Do they have him as a lottery guy? Knipple? Yeah,
they have him going to Portland if Portland's at 10.
Yeah, they
do.
Yeah, Knipple's right around that 8 to 12 range.
Oh, my God.
Better him than Liam McNeely. It's the same person.
Well, McNeely's got a lot more size, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's slower, believe it or not.
No way!
Less athletic.
Listen to you, Knipple. Lightning fast. I'm sorry. By
compared way, to others.
They listed him at like 6'6", 6'7". Wait till he goes to the NBA like combine and we Knipple? Find out he's 6'4".
Totally.
He's 6'4".
He doesn't look 6'7".
I can't believe that you're turning into the number one Con Knipple hater.
And then we're gonna do this. It's gonna be like
ridiculous.
I can't wait for someone to tell me he's the next Luke Babbitt, best shooter in the draft. Are you kidding me?
He got his autograph somewhere too. Luke Babbitt.
We love these.
97 for 100 3-pointers.
You know what my favorite guy to bet on in the NBA draft is? The unathletic wing. God, the NBA is littered with unathletic wings. In today's positionless game, man, nothing hits better than that unathletic wing with slow feet. God, that's, how do we not draft him at that point?
Listen,
let's go.
I don't think there's anything that could get this town to riot over the Blazers, but you know what might do it? Connor Knipple as their draft pick.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Con.
Or Con, yeah.
I'm watching his highlight tape right now. You guys are idiots. He's amazing.
I do like watching him play.
I enjoy that you said that he could be better than Zach Collins. That's the bar that Will's setting.
Well, look.
Zach Collins.
He was a pillar of our team. What are you talking
baby
about?
Baby steps.
Pillar of the organization.
Better than Myers Leonard. Better than Zach Collins. Rotational bench player.
I like where this is going. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. If they draft Knipple, Blazers fans be like, what? Who? Another? What?
I'm ready to go. Let's do this. You know what? I'm coming on board. F it. Let's go. Starting the, what was the draft the stash?
No, you're not allowed
ago?
To come aboard.
Adam Morrison?
No, we've kicked you off. You're not allowed on this train.
I'm going, look. Only one of us here bet on Duke at the beginning, so I'm team Knipple at this point.
No, I've banned you. You were banned earlier. You dumped on him too
much. Let's go, Knipple.
You got to get your own unathletic white guard.
All right, well, we'll wrap up last night in sports next, then we'll get to MLB Underboob. Here's Will.